You know, I went to pick up a friend of mine the other day, and I was in my gorgeous, beautiful car. And just as we started driving down the street, a black cat crossed the street. He said, hollering, started hollering, all righty, don't hit that black cat. I said, man, you gotta be a damn fool. I'm not gonna mess up my $30,000 automobile trying to miss no 30-cent black cat. I run over all of them. I don't give a damn what color they are. I don't get on their street. They ain't got on their sidewalk. They ain't got no business in my street. People tell you some stupid shit. Tell me to put a rabbit foot in my pocket. You already put a rabbit foot in your pocket. That'll be lucky to you. Got to be a damn fool. How in the hell is a rabbit foot gonna be lucky? It wouldn't been lucky, he wouldn't have lost it. You ever seen a smiling three-legged rabbit? That's snake meat.
I'm not lying.
Now you take like these two lovely young ladies are over there, right over this table over there. Y'all remember when y'all used to go to the show and sit down in the front row and eat popcorn? You say, oh, chikonch, chikonch, chikonch. Well, I remember one day a little boy, he went to the theater. He had one of these little ducks on his arm. So he walked up to the ticket window and said, lady said, I'd like a ticket to the show. So she said, I'm sorry, young man, we can't sell you no ticket with no pet. The little boy didn't want to throw his pet away, so he went around the corner and he put it down in his pants and went on in the show and sit down beside these two little girls eating popcorn. He'd sit there so long in this hot theater, you know, so the little duck got hot. So the little boy opened up his pants and let the duck stick his neck out to get some air, you know. Sue Hunchy Jane, she said, oh, girl, look at that. Said, honey, do you see what I see? She said, oh, girl, I'm trying to watch this picture. She said, if you've seen one, you've seen all. She said, no, honey, you ain't never seen nothing like this one. This one's eating up my popcorn.
I'd like to talk about the ripe old age. I know an old man about 98 married a girl 18 years old. He went to the doctor's office and the doctor said, well, old man, I'd like for you to tell me some of the things that has happened in your young life here recently. So the old man said, doctor, I feel good. I just married an 18-year-old girl. So the doctor said, well, old man, said, don't you know that could prove fatal? So the old man said, well, that's all right, doctor. She must die. Let her die. Another old man, 97, his wife was 90. They went to the doctor's office. And while I was getting my handsome checkup, I was sitting there, you know. The old man walked up to the doctor and said, doctor. Said, me and my wife has got a problem. The doctor said, well, old man, what is your problem? So the old man said, well, it's like this, doctor. Said, we have lost our desires for sex. The doctor said, well, old man, when did you find out you'd lost your desire for sex? He said, well, first last night and then again this morning.
And I'm yours truly, Rudy Ray Moore, better known as Stolarite. Thank you for letting me be myself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right on, brother. Thank you.